Okay, we have to go to public comment. So we'll wait on this decision. Maybe in this time, along the line, you can clarify if you have an amendment, what the amendment would be. I have three people on public comment. Is there anyone else that didn't get a chance to sign up? Okay. All right. Your name. Okay. So we have five people in public comment. I forgot my card, so just bear with me while I tear up. So.
Can we let people know if they want their comments, et cetera, et cetera?
Will you say that, Ted?
Yeah. Folks, if you would like your public comments included in the minutes of tonight's meeting, I would like your email address. I will try to attempt to summarize what you are saying. I'm not a court stenographer. I will send them to you, and you can either say they're fine or you can amend what I have typed, and I will provide them to the body at next month's meeting. If you don't provide your email information, then I can't share this with you, and that will it'll just be what I attempt to put as a summary of what you said.
Thank you. We're going to. You're taking time for public comment.
Could we tell the public that if they don't want their comments in our minutes, then they don't have to. They can request it.
Sure. Everyone's going to have 6 minutes. I just took your names, mixed them up in order, so it's not by the order you signed up. There are historical reasons for this. So first we have Don, and then we'll have, is it Tom?
Pardon?
Yeah. So Don is first.
Do you want your comments summarized? I couldn't hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
So I had to walk out earlier because I actually physically start crying because of the way we were talking about Deb. Deb is part of KPFT. Even George is. I understand whatever happened in the past, but as a program director, I get these phone calls saying, my husband can't come do a show anymore because he's dying. I get phone calls from other shows. I've got phone calls about Cliff. Cliff, we don't know what's going on with Cliff. You know how hard that is as a person who has to run a station, making sure programming is done, and then throw all that shit out the way just to make sure that somebody's okay and make those hard, tough decisions? I don't take any of that lightly. And it hurts me for this to be our LSB and us fighting for 50 minutes over if somebody is an excused absence. Why are we playing politics with things that... Look, we need money. We need to keep the doors open. We need to grow. We need more people to start listening to KPFT. We need every time somebody comes up to KPFT's LSB board meeting to go, you know what? I see a future here. Not to go, what the hell is going on? We've had that so many times, and that is a detriment to us. That's a detriment to me. And it's hard for me to sit there and go back to a fund drive and go, give us your money. We're going to do better. I promise. As our LSB fights and fights and fights, you guys are probably going to be here until 1 o'clock in the morning. Get one thing done. If you want a new manager, please do it the right way. Y'all been talking about a new GM? That's great. Fix the problem with OBDK. Fix the problem with Larry, fix the problem with new GM, but just fix the problem. And I understand if I'm not going to be program director, that's fine. But I'm still a programmer. And even if you kick me off as a programmer, that's fine. I'm still part of KPFT. I'm part of the community. And I want us to grow. And if you see my email, it's all about growth. Making sure that this station keeps growing and at least catch up to the 20th century. So we can go to the 21st century. Podcasts, everything that we are doing right now and everybody who is getting together that's working at KPFT now have one focus, and that is to grow the station. And I'm hoping that the board mirrors that. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Madam Chair was here.
My name is Captain Tom. I'm with the prison show, and I'm also the military show, and I also frequently do a show of Coming to America. I assist on that. A board is a team. Everybody in this room is a team. You have to stick together and be a team. The immortal words of General Patton is an army is a team. It lives, sleeps, eats, fights as a team. Individuality is a bunch of crap. People have got to get together, stick together, put your issues, personal issues about people out the door. This station has to move forward. You have to have money. You have to keep the station going so we can have shows. We can broadcast to people out there in the Houston area, Harris County, all over Texas. But you can't do that if you don't move forward. You can't do it. You have to make sure that each and every one of you in this room put your personal differences outside before you come in this room. I'll give you a perfect example. Let's say Mike Lewis and I have an issue, okay? But I'm going to come to this board meeting because I'm here for business. My personal issue with Mike Lewis is going to be out that door. Same way if you're on a job. If you're on a job, okay, and you're doing to make money, you're going to work to make money. You're not there to do adolescent things and fight with your coworker, argue with your coworker, argue with your boss. Madam Chairman, are you disrespected in this room? No. Ted, are you disrespected? No. Okay. Anybody else disrespected in this room? No. So you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to, also I would like to be a board member. And also, if I may, I'd like to put my name in as general manager. Because I have communication skills. I was in the military for 9 years, and I have broadcasting experience. So if anybody, you know, I'm putting my name in as a general manager. I would like to help move the station forward. Make the station run. And all I'm saying is this. Please, everybody, stick together. Work together. Help each other. Form your committees. Form your membership. Make changes. Move forward, make money for the station. And I agree with Don. Don has a heck of a job. He has a hell of a job. As I know, okay? Because I see him up here in the station as often as I can, and we communicate. Don, do I communicate with you, Don? If I can't make my show, I call Don on the phone, and Don takes care of it. And he has a lot to do. He has a lot of pressure on him. We got to keep that pressure off of Don, so we have to have a leader. And you have to have a leader for the station. My name is Thomas Harper, and I thank you for your time.
I haven't been here in a while, and so many members, listener members, are always complaining about the level of maturity at the LSB meetings. We're still waiting for it to be elevated here. It's very disappointing to come to these meetings, and people, person after person, calls point of order just to get more time, just to cut off somebody else, just to throw someone else off their game. It would be nice if they would use it and be recognized when there's actually a point to be made. I would like to say, since there's someone here from Pacifica National Board, please stop muting our representatives on those calls. This is our representatives that we have here, and we expect them to be our voice with the Pacifica National Board. And we want to hear what they're saying. We want to hear that they're fighting for our station. But we cannot do that if they are being muted arbitrarily and selectively. I would like to see a new general manager, not just an interim general manager here at KPFT that we are so over with and ready to see go. We need diversity and programming at the station. We need the Pacifica National Board to back up KPFT and the community in hiring a new general manager. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Nancy and then Henry. Nancy? Sorry, Henry. It's out of order. I know it's confusing, but there's a reason.
Hi, I'm Nancy Sorden. I'm from WPFW Local Station Board, and I'm the director on the PNB and currently the chair of the PNB. And I wanted to come and meet everybody in person just because there is a special connection to people when you meet in person that you don't get when you're over the phone. And I'm very glad that I was able to come, and I just hope that everybody realizes that, and the board and your community, that, you know, we now got past a very tenuous time for Pacifica this past year with this judgment that we had from Empire State Building. And we still have a lot of work to do, but we are, you know, we are at a point where we can do that work without the threat of our assets being seized or a bankruptcy. And we, this is a really good time for everybody to try to find what people have in common with each other and work together to raise money to, you know, to secure our future and come together on what we all agree on is, like my daughter said, Mom, you're saving the world, you know. I said, no, I'm not saving the world. What I'm trying to do is to hold the place for the people on the radio stations that are going to save the world. And so it's up to us boards to hold that place and come together and hold that place for people that can help save the world. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. This is Henry.
Hi. My name is Henry Cooper. I am the programmer of Proyecto Latinoamericano. Airs every Tuesday from 9 to 10. And I'm going to restrain myself about any comments of what I see on how you're dealing with each other. Okay, I know that it is hard to polish all the disagreements and the beef that we have against each other. Mm-hmm. And I welcome you to Houston. Nice to have you here. And I don't want you to get a bad impression of what's going on. But and to show you that we are working together, I am here to invite you to the next Festival de Verano, the next summer festival. That it is promoted by the program Son Pacifica that comes after Proyecto Latinoamericano. He has gathered about 10 groups of performers. Some are poetry, other ones are musicians. And this is the second time that he's going to be having this festival in Fitzgerald's. It's going to be July 22nd, starting at 2 o'clock, and from there it's going to run up to midnight probably. So if you have the time, next Sunday, July 22nd, to be there, I will encourage you to see how actual programmers are trying to raise money and build a relationship with the community, because all this is possible because of all these artists and performers that are donating their time. They're not charging at all, and they are excellent performers. And this is the new generation of KPFTians or whatever, of Pacific Indians or whatever the name is, of this new blood that are coming to KPFT because they found in KPFT their radio station where they can perform, they can show their art, they can show their music. And it's all millennials, new guys, new people, new ideas. And they are not only being exposed in this program that is Son Pacifica, but they are also trying to participate in HD3 with all the other new programs that we have with young people. So there is new blood, and I would like you to be there to encourage all these guys to what they are doing. They don't know about the situation over here, the telling of this or that. They are here to build KPFT. So it's going to be a good refresh event to raise money to new people, and they will be glad to see that members of the board are coming to this event.
So, Ms. Gerald is still on Washington Avenue?
Yes, it's 2706 White Oak. White Oak?
At Washington Avenue.
At Studemont.
And
Studemont.
And Studemont. Oh, Studemont. Way down there. Okay.
Yes.
So,
$10 donation. $10 donation. And there is a PSA on HOT. If you can find it as Son Pacifica KPFT event, please play it. Even though that we are already in Fundrise, just push a little bit because we have 2 weeks to have this event, so I will encourage you to do it, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have 13 minutes left of public comment if anyone would like to speak or extend what they were sharing.
Madam Chair, I make a motion. We suspend the rules to allow the PNB chair, because it's not often you get the PNB chair in Houston at an LSB meeting, and maybe she would take 5 minutes to answer a question or two from the audience, not necessarily from us.
Is that okay with everyone?
We have okay with her first, Madam Chair.
13. Is that okay with you? Okay. We have 13 minutes. Is that comfortable for you, or would you like?
Is that all for you?
I'll let you call on people.
Is that okay?
Oh, okay. I think you had a question.
Well, Madam Chair, given that you've come to Houston, you've seen our beautiful crowd, our diversity, given that there was a 17-3 vote of this diversity and then a re-vote of a 10-2, I don't want you to answer that question. I just wanted to set it up. I pass. I'll get back on that one. On the
Ted.
I'm not really prepared for this, but there were three different options that were on the table to save the foundation. One was a loan, another was to let some other entity run Pacifica for about 7 years and pay for the right to do so, and one was bankruptcy. Now I know what I want to say. I didn't understand at all what the hell a signal swap was. I did not understand why the offer of a possible letting Pacifica allow the New York station to be run by somebody else for 7 years was not given any serious consideration. Can you respond to that?
That third one that you mentioned, having somebody run Pacifica, I think there was some talk about an organization running WBAI for 7 years. And I think that it was, that was like an original offer that that organization made to PMB. This was a couple of PMBs ago, like three PMBs ago. And it was never brought up again at this in this PMB. The only options that we had were choosing between bankruptcy and going for a loan. And so those were the two that we chose between.
Alana?
Can you repeat the
question? Go ahead.
Where are we at on the search for a permanent executive director?
It's in the personnel committee right now. They've received, they're reviewing resumes from candidates right now. So we're at that stage now. The advertisement went out, and we got responses. We got a lot of responses, and those are being reviewed right now. And then the next step is going to be when the PNB gets to interview the candidates after they get.
So is there
there's
like
going
to
be
date?
There's going to be like a narrowing down first, and then there's a lot of.
So is there a date goal for this? To get this done?
there is a timeline in the original proposal. I don't remember what it is, but that's where it is. It's in the narrowing down right now. But it has to. The idea is have it done by September.
Okay. Cool.
Alana, and then Anissa.
In this is the fourth largest city of the United States. There's two radio stations, the other one being affiliated with the University of Houston, their broadcasting school, and also a television station. So they're all linked together, so to speak, in terms of their fundraising. And they have de facto commercials, underwriting mentions on the air. I'm not suggesting that we have this, and I would be opposed to it. However, I would like to ask of you if it's possible within the rules of multimedia that we not have underwriting or commercials on the air, but we could have more interplay between radio and internet, and ask the listeners on the radio to check us out on the internet, this, that, or the other. Have the programmers mention that more often so people be going to the internet and have advertisements there that people are actually paying for. Also, what is the rules in terms of foundation grants, no strings attached, and they're not telling us what to put on the air, but foundation grants, because those could be major chunks of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially. So could you comment on that type of fundraising? Because it certainly would be much greater than anything we could raise through listener sponsorship as few members as we have in Houston right now.
So with respect to underwriting, I don't think it's an actual policy to not have it or have it, except that there's a lot of feeling that we should not have it because we're commercial free. And that if we start having it, we're going to go down this slippery slope, and before you know it, we'll be taking money from people that are going to be telling us what to do on our radio stations, and people don't want that, of course. Other people say we can do that, and not fall into that slippery slope and not be dependent on that. If we don't do what the advertiser wants us to do, and then they pull their money out, then we're, you know, we can't be too dependent on it. However, that argument, whatever argument wins, if underwriting wins, there's still another consideration that we have to consider, and that is the IRS rules. We have to, there's a whole bunch of IRS rules that we have to follow if we're going to start doing underwriting, which, like you say, I think that's what you're getting at, is if you go to the internet and advertise there, those rules have not been established by the FCC yet, but they're coming. So we may be able to do it for a little while that way, but they'll probably, I heard, the same sorts of rules are going to be coming for the internet. As far as advertising ourselves, of course, I'm not sure if that's where you were getting at. There's no problem at all with doing that. That we should be advertising ourselves everywhere. We should be spending money on advertising ourselves, you know, putting up billboards and getting people, more listeners to come and listen to us. There's nothing blocking us from doing that. As far
grants
as
from foundations?
Hmm?
Grants from foundations?
Yeah, grants from foundations. That is has the same sort of issue that underwriting has, you know, and you have to have agreements with the people that you're getting the grants from, that you know that just because they're giving us the money because they like what we're doing already, and they're not giving us the money because they want to change something, and that has to be something that's stipulated in contracts. But right now, as far as getting grants and things, we still need to get our audits done. And we have to, you know, we have to get our financial books in order. And if we don't do that, people aren't going to want to give us money, because they want to make sure that they want to see that we know how we're spending our money. And that's a big hurdle for us right now, is to get those financial things in order. We really, really need to do that.
Let's do Anisha, Susie. Yeah, that's probably time.
At other stations and the stations that you're at now, what is the going, since we started Fund Rock today, what's the going price for t-shirts as a gift?
I guess it varies. You know, if it's a new release, you know, new design and everything, no more. I think during the fund drives, I think we've asked $40. Maybe 30. I'm not sure. More. We have on our donation page on our website, it gives the different prices. Some of them are 10.
Okay, so they have changed.
You know, it's what people think they can get for it. You know, and a lot of t-shirts we sell at events, and we usually sell those cheaper. But because the If it's during pledge drive, you know, people understand that you give more money during a pledge to get something that's worth $10. They can do that. I don't really know for sure exactly.
Well, let's just say that being in other pledge drives that I've been into, our published price for t-shirts is $90. And I wanted to know if other radio stations had it.
You know, it's what the market will bear. You know, if you can get that, you should go for it.
New York, mm-hmm.
You know, if your audience, you know, isn't willing to pay, you know, willing to pay that, then you know, you have to lower it. You know, if you want to, but you can't lower it. You have to, you know, if it's worth the, you have to decide if it's worth the effort to do that. You know, I think one of the things that we're talking about, and if you've been listening to the strategic planning meetings, they're all public. We've been having them every other Monday night. And one of the things we're talking about is how can we move away from depending so much on fundraising? You know, we need to develop some other strategies, major donors, events, mailings, whatever, to not have our listeners be suffering from, what's it called, fundraising fatigue? Yeah, that's what it's called. But you know, until that's in place, until those other things are in place, we have to keep the fund drives at the levels that they have been at. We can't drop off until we get these other things in place, or then we won't have any money to for our operations. But the idea is to try to move away from that, because we know that it drives, and you all know that, everybody says that, it drives listeners.
We're at time, but Susie, do you want to ask your last question?
Yes, I think, Madam Chair, I think we can all agree that Pacifica has been dysfunctional for a very, very long time. And a lot of that, I think we can all agree also that it's been due to the fact that there's no structure that holds all the stations together. So my question is, do you know if there are any plans for the future to set up structures that where we can all do our audits on time, on financial books in order, we can answer any questions that any board has asked regarding our finances? Are there any plans to get that situation under control so that it will benefit the organization as a whole?
Yeah, it's a lot of burden to carry to deal with those financial papers. the financial accounts and everything. At the Strategic Planning Committee, we have been discussing the need for that sort of thing, is to take, is it a good idea to take all the finance stuff off the backs of the stations and have them, deal with programming? And there's also a lot of people are in favor of trying to have more uniformity across the stations, so it's kind of like the Pacifica brand, that would still allow for each station to have its, serve its community. And to serve the community, you have to have special, you have special flavor and special programming that's only unique to your station, and that can't be, that is not something that should be replaced with the Pacifica. It's like on the TV stations, there's some programming that is, it's less and less of it, but anyways, I'm not a programming expert by any means. I'm a biologist, actually. There's this recognition that our books are not in order, and we have to do something about it. And it would save money to try to centralize those things. We're looking at it and how we can see how we can have people on board, because in the past, when there was some centralization, the stations' money was taken by National, and then they didn't have money to do their operations. So there has to be something that allows the stations to function, but if you're going to take away the burden of having them do their own financial accounting. But there's nothing, it's just in the idea stage.
Something that the problem has been more responsible and accountable.
Yes, the problem has been recognized, and we have to become more accountable in order to keep our loan and to get other loans and other grants.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being generous with your time and for being brave in facing us.
Everybody has to be brave.
Yes. I know.
I appreciate everybody's courage and being on the board here. That's a really courageous act to do that. Thank you, everyone.
We do have a PNB report in committee section later, so if you're willing to be a part of that too, maybe we can also pull you in there in our agenda. The next item on our agenda is minutes approval. We have one. Rosier Universe. Alon, did you have an amendment to the program description?
I can't correct something that I don't understand what it's trying to say. So if someone can explain to me what was trying to be said by the word pipeline, then maybe we can substitute whatever their suggested words might be.
Okay, then that's an objection, and that's fine. We're done debating this then.
May I speak? Where is that word?
The word pipeline?
I
didn't know what it meant.
Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. I mean, this, like, Rhonda.
We're done with debate on this, so.
Yes, what I'm saying about this is we have the management selection review that worked more than a year. We go to the meetings, we are changing things. I mean, this is not something that we go for a Pulitzer Prize
We're done with debate. We're going to vote. We've had our speakers for and against. There's not an amendment on the floor. So all those in favor of approving this job description, please raise your hand.
Unamended?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It looks unanimous. All those opposed? Unanimous. I also wanted to note that Susie Moreno and Matthew Moore have arrived. That's okay, we don't have to know that. So now we're on minutes approval. We have one set of minutes to approve. I just want to celebrate a moment that we only have one set of minutes to approve at this meeting. The one set of minutes we have to approve is, and that's your credit, Ted. I'm sorry, I should have said Ted's doing the minutes. So we have the June LSB 613 minutes. Are there any corrections or revisions to these minutes?
I sent some this afternoon to Ted. I think I CC'd the LSB.
Yeah.
There were several corrections. Those be included?
Did you get
those? Without objection, no objection. I will make those corrections.
Okay. Dwayne?
Madam Chair, I move that the minutes be accepted and any corrections according that will be submitted.
We don't need a motion. We just need to see if there are any other corrections. Okay, so Ted, you'll make those, and those will be our minutes. Thank you, everyone. The June minutes are approved. Again, we're at our July regular meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board. I'm supposed to say that every now and then for the recording. Now we're on item 7B, the CAB update. I just wanted to let y'all know last meeting we approved Stephanie Thomas to be convener of the CAB, and she has scheduled the convening of the CAB at the end of August. She's busy with work this month, and I wanted to let y'all know there would be that delay in case y'all weren't comfortable with that. Okay? That's the update. Budget approval. PK, did you want to speak to this?
Yes.
PK is our treasurer and chair of the finance committee.
Good evening, everybody. I have to say that we are finally making inroads into being able to really have a fair and comprehensive committee meeting on the budget. But we haven't gotten through it simply for a number of reasons. Technologically, we've had several problems with the software, with the computer, short of staff trying to get it done. Our first problems had to do with the fact that we could not meet when we met on Saturday, and Larry didn't come and Markeisha couldn't come, and we can't do the budget without them. So we took a page out of a book I read about what we do in kindergarten a number of years ago, and decided we'd come to them, and we did. And so we started having the meetings during the day, which is not easy for those who work, but we're doing it. And Markeisha has been very hands-on. As Joseph said today, I'd like to give her a special thanks. One of the things is to realize that we're understaffed and overworked, and to understand that people can't always meet, but that the budget does need to be done, and we needed to go line by line, which we did at the second meeting, and pointed out some severe problems and questionable prices. But we hadn't finished 2018, and we're talking about doing a budget for 2019. We probably have another month in being able to get that done, but we also have a new firm that they're working with, and they don't use the same software. And I, at the PMB last night, I asked about how that will affect, because marketing affect the ability to get information and up-to-date information. Markeisha wasn't sure, and she had some questions about whether or not, and I guess I may have asked the question, but I asked it at the PMB last night to Anita, whether or not that firm is going to take over Markeisha's job, which doesn't sound like a good idea. So we're plugging our way through. The building's falling down. We're paying a lot of money on long distance calls. A lot of things that we need to fix. But this week we learned that Larry reduced the revenue for Fund Drive. He said part of the reason was that this one was only a 2-week Fund Drive, and the thing about Fund Drive fatigue. However, the only way to absorb not having $100,000 is firing people, because that's about the only thing we can take anything away from. We can't take away electricity. There's so many things you just can't get rid of. So we're going to take the next meeting and do nothing but the budget, and to go line by line. We cannot take the $100,000 away from revenues, from fund drives. It has to be put back, which probably means that there needs to be another fund drive before the end of the year, a fiscal year. And that's just about it. We're plugging away, trying to work together. Yes, I know. That's basically what, I'm sorry, she was reminding me about the August fund drive, which we weren't supposed to have, or according to Larry, we won't, but we probably need to. And I, just for transparency's sake, Larry wanted to ask the LSB to have a line item that said that the LSB would raise $24,000 a year if they failed in the motion that Bill made. And I just want to say for the record, everybody in here who considers themselves a member of this station should do whatever they can to raise money. But there are other things. We've got to get rooted in dollars and cents, S-E-N-S-E, about how we pay our bills. And this didn't happen overnight, and it didn't happen a year ago. This has been happening for more than a decade and a half. We have been hemorrhaging members and money, and only by solid fiscal and fiduciary responsibility can we move ourselves out of it. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
I too was pretty alarmed to find out today that the goal, fundraising goal, was only $160,000. Not only has he's cut the staff as far as the staff can be cut, but what I would like to know is, do you know if Larry, like, did he consult with Markeisha about the goal? And then my other concern about the goal is that, with that kind of goal, are we going to be able to budget for a full-time permanent manager, a full-time permanent program director, and a full-time development director? And I really would like to know. I would like to think that we should, if we could intercede with Larry before we get even further into the fund drive, to get him to raise that goal. And I'm going to start coming to the finance committee meetings. I've tried to stay away from the station because of my situation, but I am going to return because this is a grave concern. And well, I think that if Larry, and again, this is an example of Larry making a bad choice, in my personal opinion. I'm not trying to disparage him. I'm just doing the math. Okay?
Well, just that's one the of math. The things that I'm trying to do is to okay. do the math. So right. you've asked like six questions okay. in well, there.
Do you so share no, my concerns?
Okay. One of the things that you asked did Markeisha know.
Right.
And Markeisha told him that $100,000, the only way to cover that is to get rid of people, staff. That's the only way where to cut, which is not even really right. There's nowhere to cut exactly right now. I mean, even the phone system, they thought it would take $20,000 to upgrade what we needed. But Bobby explained all the nuances and is giving us a report of exactly what it is concerning the tower and the phone system and the internet, of which I'm not technical, so I don't know. But Larry said that we had $127,000 in the bank, and since we did, we didn't need another fundraiser, which does not make any sense. He said the reason that he did it was because the fund drive is only 2 weeks, but it still makes no sense. And he didn't talk, I don't know who he talks to, and you know that sometimes we all talk to each other in our friendships, relationships, or whatever, but this does not make any sense. And how we deal with that, it's in the budget, the $100,000 as fund drive or membership that comes from the membership. We didn't take it out of the budget, and we're not going to. Now, how I fix that, I talked with the PMB last night, Finance Committee from PMB, and made a pitch to this doesn't work. I wrote Tom, and he responded to me that that's not right, and I guess he's going to be the one to talk to Larry.
Yay!
But I did that the day of.
Thank you.
And I'm committed to this next meeting is about making us the 2019 budget as near as we can get it based on the information that Markeisha has gone over and above to see to it that it happens. And again, I appreciate her.
Thank you.
We're
a little short on time. Can we take two more minutes?
Sure.
Move on.
Well, I'm just going to join the other committees so we can deal with them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to suggest we go to the other committees.
I did. I just said, what is your predicted date for the budget to be done? I mean, I know that you guys are having lots of issues, but what's the projected date for this budget to be
hopefully completed? After this next meeting, which is the 9th of August, that we will work diligently to have that done. It hasn't all been anybody's fault.
Oh, no, I'm just asking for a date. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay,
but that's our commitment.
Okay. Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're running a, thank you, PK. We're running a little late on time. I thought maybe 5 more minutes for committee reports or questions for other committees. We didn't get any committee reports. I think maybe we got one from today from Joseph. Are there any questions for the committee chairs who are here or committee members of the KPFT committees? Don, you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something. with the board coming up to the station and the obvious dislike of Larry, kind of, let's have decorum. I just ask for decorum. If we want Larry gone, that's fine. But let's not yell and scream because it just makes it a horrible, horrible situation up there. And I don't want people getting blocked out and the pictures taken. Come up there. Who cares? You come up there, but don't yell and scream and do all the crazy stuff.
Thank you.
I
don't want us to get off on a tangent. I want questions for committee chairs so we can get reports from committees. Are there any questions about our committees? Joseph.
Well, I sent my committee report late. There are 2 standing rules that the committee unanimously approved to update the standing rules. But it was late, so if people don't want to vote on them tonight, I understand. And if you haven't read them, I wouldn't recommend voting on them. So if everybody has read them, fine. If we haven't, then we should put them up in the next meeting. I'd leave that to the body. I don't know.
Can I suggest that this is notice that we're going to be doing that work at the next meeting?
Yes.
Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions for committees? Adrian?
I have a question. Matthew and I missed a few. We missed MSRC a couple times and governance, and we duly submitted our request for excused absences. And somehow, I mean, I know the LSD got them, but somehow these excused absences never even came up, and we don't have excused absences. And we had really good reasons, which we explained. So, can someone explain why that is?
Well, just for the record, the process is you request an excused absence, and then a motion must be made to excuse the absence, and then a vote must be taken.
So am I to understand that even though everyone received the notice in time, that if no motion is made on your behalf,
correct. That's how it worked for Deb tonight, and that's how it worked for Susie tonight.
So yes, but that means that if you don't show up and you don't have a buddy to make a motion for you, then you don't even get it.
Pretty much.
That's interesting.
Are there any other questions for committees? Elaine?
If you are going to a meeting of a subcommittee of ours, MRC or whatever, isn't it up to that committee to excuse you and not us?
Yes. No, we're having questions for committee chairs.
Okay.
We have 3
then,
more minutes.
Then somebody can answer the question.
What?
Who?
We have some questions. We don't have committees.
What is your question, Adriana, and to who?
We at East Reading, we don't have only LSB and PNB have excuse absences. Committees never have excuse absences. Never have. That's it. It's not anywhere. We never use it and never happened. That's it.
Point of information or clarification or just to make a point, Madam Chair.
Dwayne?
There is a rule, and it's there for a reason. If you miss 3 meetings, 3 consecutive meetings in a committee, you lose your right to vote. That's a rule.
So you're still a member?
You're still a member.
Oh, okay.
And you can earn it back.
Right.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay. Thanks for working through that. Now we're moving on to Pacifica National Board and Committee reports. It's been requested in the past for 25 minutes for this. We usually do 30-second questions and 1-minute answers from any of the PNB directors or PNB committee members that want to answer. Are there questions for the PNB directors or PNB committee members? Nancy.
I'd like to know, when are the Pacifica National Board committees
other than the ones that are going, like governance, elections, the task force for the affiliates, and the task force for the archives, when? Because the last election committee was 2017, October 3rd, I think. And the whole year missed when we could have done some election reform.
Who are you asking? The director?
I'm asking any of the national directors, when are we going to have some national committees?
Okay. Joseph, would you like to start?
Sure. I believe Mansoor Sabah was tasked to convene governance.
But he's not doing it.
Convened it. I was asked to convene the elections committee, and after about three trials of sending email out to all the members and basically everybody declining to allow the meeting to get started, actually, Mansoor was there. I asked for everybody to find another convener. Because I couldn't get any interest from literally the people who were in the election, who are official members of the elections committee. These are the people who won't respond to questions about when they're coming to meeting. So that was that case. The finance meeting, I'm the chair of that. Of course, that's been meeting regularly. We're only meeting monthly, which is not as often as some people would like, but we are meeting monthly. The strategic planning committee is being led by Alex Steinberg, and it's been meeting pretty much twice a month since it was created. So that's what I, the other committees I couldn't tell you about.
Dwayne, would you like to respond?
Sure. I'm only responsible for one, for which I'm charged with convening. That would be a coordinating committee, which I'm still at odds about what its specific job is. We're arguing that. Nevertheless, for the sake of those who have been charged to convene a meeting, you have to talk to them about why they haven't convened a meeting. But each committee has been assigned a convener. So contact the convener and ask them why they haven't convened a meeting.
Thank you.